Would you like to know which gospel tract you ought to use? Well, that's what we're going to discuss on today's episode of Grace in Focus. Thank you for joining us. I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society, and we're excited to share with you today a gospel tract that is very clear. It has the components of a clear gospel message, and we highly recommend that you use it. Let's go right to today's discussion with Dr. Bob Wilkin and Sean Lazar. Here's Grace in Focus.
Hi, welcome back to Grace in Focus. My name is Sean.
Hi, I'm Bob.
Talking about tracts that evangelicals use to evangelize. And so far, most of the tracts that we've gone over have been unclear. They've kind of fudged on what you need to do to be born again, which is to believe. And usually they'll use every type of metaphor or expression or set forth a condition other than believe to be born again. Secondly, you should make clear that Jesus gives eternal life or everlasting life. Most of these tracts, they mention eternal life, but usually it's something way more vague, like you've been forgiven, or you can have an experience of God's love, or you can have a new life.
Right.
You know, but it's not really clear that you will never die.
Right.
You have everlasting life. If you believe in Jesus, you'll never die.
You're spiritually alive from now and forever.
Right. So most of these tracts have been unclear. But that doesn't mean they're all bad. I think we have some pretty clear tracks to go over today, right?
Yeah, I have about six of them. And here's one I got from a friend of mine called God's Simple Plan of Salvation. I received this one back in April of 2015. And at that time, this was part of the 648 millionth of these tracks that have been published.
What?
648 million of these.
Million.
648 million.
Wow.
And that was in 2015. I'm sure by now it's probably over 700 million. This person, Robert Ford Porter, his father did this many years ago, and he kept it going. It was written in 1933, and this tract has been published continuously now for, what is that, 87 years, I guess?
Wow.
So it's been a long, long time. Anyway, the booklet goes along, quotes a number of excellent verses like Acts 16, 30 and 31.
Mm-hmm.
What must I do to be saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm just going to cut to the ending part because I think it's particularly helpful. And he says, just take God at his word and claim his salvation by faith.
Mm.
Believe and you will be saved. No church, no lodge, no good works can save you. Remember, God does the saving, all of it. God's simple plan of salvation is you are a sinner. Therefore, unless you believe on Jesus who died in your place, you will spend eternity in hell. If you believe on him as your crucified, buried, and risen Savior, you will receive forgiveness for all of your sins and his gift of eternal salvation by faith. You say, surely it cannot be that simple. Yes, it's that simple. It is scriptural. It is God's plan. My friend, believe on Jesus and receive him as Savior today. Now, the tract goes on a little more past that. But what I like about it, it's talking about believing in Jesus for eternal salvation, for everlasting life.
Yeah, that's great.
And
very
so
good.
This is a helpful one. I wouldn't necessarily pick every one of the verses that are in there, but the overall flow of the booklet I really like.
And what's that one called again?
It's called God's Simple Plan of Salvation. All the verses are put in the King James. I think this is used a lot by Independent Baptists.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a good one.
Okay. Here's another one. Salvation as the pattern for spirituality. What's interesting about it, they talk about spirituality and they talk about salvation. And when they get to, here's a page 12, says, salvation is by faith alone from the penalty of sin. And they say the only way you can receive what God has done for you is by your faith in the one whom God has sent, that is his Son, Jesus Christ. The salvation is yours by a simple act of faith in Jesus Christ.
Okay, I like that. That's clear.
Isn't that?
That's
and
clear.
Then they quote Galatians 2:16, knowing that a man is not justified by works of the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ, that we may be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law, since by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified.
I got to say, that's one of my favorite verses in the Bible. And if you have your Bible open, you should definitely highlight that verse, Galatians 2:16, because he says three times we're justified by faith and three times that it's not by works. So Paul couldn't be clearer.
Exactly. And so I like this one, particularly this page. Now, I'm not saying everything in this entire booklet is something that's crystal clear, but I like the fact that they're pointing to justification or everlasting life by faith alone. Okay, here's another one that's interesting. I like the color. It's a kind of a green, Kelly green, and it says the four eternal facts.
All right.
Maybe,
good.
How about we change it to the four forever facts?
The four forever facts.
Well, yeah, then you get the FF.
You get the going. Alliteration.
Alliteration, right. Yeah. So anyway, he goes through and they say, fact one, God loves you. Fact two, God gave his son, Jesus Christ. And they quote John 3:16 here and Romans 5:8 and Romans 3:23. Fact three, we must believe in Jesus Christ. Of course, they'd already mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going through John 3:16 here and breaking that down. And then fact four, which I really like, is belief in Christ gives us eternal life.
There you go.
And then they say, according to John 3:16, when someone is convinced Jesus Christ's death completely paid for their sin and he is the only one who can provide eternal life, they will no longer be separated from God. Instead, they will have eternal life and have their relationship with God restored. Well, I don't like restored exactly because they haven't had eternal life before.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, I think the point they're making is Adam and Eve had a relationship with God before they fell.
Okay.
And I think that's the way they're looking at it. But in any regard, I think it's a good point that they're saying you believe in him and you have eternal life. So I find this tract pretty clear, and at the end, they say, the good news according to the four facts of John 3:16. So another thing I like is they're emphasizing John 3:16. God loves you. God gave his son, Jesus Christ, to die for your sins. God offers you eternal life as a free gift because of Jesus' death on the cross. God will give you eternal life if you believe in Jesus Christ alone for it.
Yeah, that's good.
Eternal life begins the moment you believe in Jesus Christ. I love that.
Yeah, that's very good.
And eternal life can never be lost.
Well, that's, see,
I love
that's
that
something
too.
That the other tracts have not emphasized.
Right.
That's really important.
And then it goes on to say, if you have believed in Christ alone for eternal life, what should you do now? And then they talk about some follow-up steps. You don't need to do these things in order to be born again, but now that you're born again, you
right.
might want to go to church, read your Bible, pray, you know, that sort of thing.
That's a very good one. The four eternal facts.
Four eternal
and
facts.
What I like about that is they make a point of saying you can't lose this eternal life, which that's the kind of salvation that Jesus promised. And that should be part of your evangelism. That was a part of Jesus' evangelism, to show that this life is guaranteed. You can never lose it. It's irrevocable.
Right.
Like Jesus told the woman at the well, one drink, never thirst again.
That's right.
Like Jesus told Martha, we'll never die. Like Jesus told in John 10:28-29, once you're in his hand, no one can take you out of his hand or the Father's hand.
Right.
We'll never be cast out. Right. All these promises that Jesus went out of his way to say, yeah, once you have it, you can't ever lose it.
That's good. By the way, I think this four eternal facts is put out by the Navigators. I'm not sure, but I got it from my friend Walt Millett, who's on staff with the Navigators.
Okay.
They try to get people to focus on John 3:16, which I think is a great idea.
Yeah, good.
Okay, here's another one. Whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Okay, now we're thinking here of John chapter 4
right.
and also John chapter 6, verse 35, and also Revelation 22, 17, all talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
But they quote Acts 16, 30 and 31, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. And they say, the way to have eternal life is not found in what we do ourselves, but by believing in Jesus.
Very good.
That's right up near the front. I'm like,
yeah.
Where's the complicated part?
Yeah.
And then they go on and they say, you do not receive eternal life by working for it or by trying to make yourself behave. You receive eternal life by believing the record God gave of his son.
Oh, wow. That's really good.
I really like that. And then they go on and they cite 1 John 5, 10, and 11, which talks about accepting the testimony of God concerning
yeah.
his son, the
yeah.
promise of everlasting life. And they quote John 3:18, He who believes in him is not judged. He who does not believe has been judged already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
Right.
And then they say, God will never cast us out or lose us.
See, there you go. Now he's emphasizing that the gift is salvation is forever.
And they end with John 6:47. Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me has, all caps, everlasting life. And after has, they said, possesses now everlasting life.
So good. So many people don't evangelize using the present tense. They said, if you believe, you have it. If you've met the condition, it is true of you. And if you don't preach the present tense, not only are you not evangelizing the way Jesus evangelized, but you're making salvation inherently uncertain. If you're not teaching the present tense, then it's something future that you don't have yet, that you hope that you'll get maybe after you die. And that's just not how Jesus evangelized.
That's good. And I believe this booklet is from Dr. Graham Wilson from San Antonio and his Greater Works Ministry. I like this one because it's just clear, simple, easy to follow. I've got a couple more, but I think we're running low on time, so maybe you could summarize what we've seen in the tracks.
Okay, so these clear tracks, in our opinion, they're clear because they do at least three or four things. One, they make it clear that we are saved by believing in Jesus, not by working.
Right.
A lot of people think it's by working. A lot of people think it's by a combination of believing and working. But these tracts make clear it's by simply believing in Jesus. And secondly, they make clear that it's believing in Jesus.
Right.
You know, Jesus is the focus. And the third thing is it tells you what you get if you believe in Jesus, which is eternal life or everlasting life.
Right.
You don't get a chance at salvation. You don't get some type of salvation you can lose that's fungible, that's uncertain. You get eternal salvation. And four, what these tracts have done is they go out of their way to say, you know, in case you didn't realize that eternal means eternal, you cannot lose the salvation. This salvation is forever. One drink and your thirst is satisfied forever. You'll never be cast out. You'll never be snatched out of his hands. Everlasting means everlasting. Thanks for that information, Bob. And if you give out tracts, I hope that you go to faithalone.org, because we have some materials, by the way. We print our own tracts that we think are very clear, that'll make the promise of life clear, and you can use those in your ministry. So go to faithalone.org and check those out.
Great.
Thank you guys for that great recommendation. Do you like what you're learning on the show? Well, there's more where that came from. We would love for you to come visit us at our website. It's faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. We've got all kinds of free resources on our site. One of which is really popular, is our free magazine. It comes out 6 times a year. It's full color and it's completely free. Subscribe on the website and it will show up in your mailbox hassle-free. It's faithalone.org. Another reason to visit the site is to learn a little bit more about becoming a financial partner with Grace in Focus. All gifts are tax deductible and very much appreciated, because it's how we stay on the air. You ever have one of those questions that keeps you up at night? I know that I do sometimes. Well, if you've got a question, comment, or feedback, we want to hear from you. Send us a message at radio@faithalone.org. radio@faithalone.org. Well, tomorrow on the program, we're going to continue our discussion about clear gospel tracts, so you don't want to miss that. I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society, and until next time, let's keep Grace in Focus.